Union FM.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. And wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake a part and want a brand new start to do that jazz. Skidoo. And all that jazz.
Hacha.
Woogie.
And all that jazz. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz.
Listen, your husband ain't home, is he?
No, her husband is not at home.
Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose.
And all that jazz.
Right up here is where I store the juice. Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet your lucky Lindy never flew so high. 'Cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all that jazz?
Oh, you're gonna see a shimmy, shimmy shake.
And all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break.
And all that jazz.
Show the way to pipe her girdle. Oh, her mother's bloody girdle. Did she hear her baby squeal? For all
that jazz.
So that's it, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Roxy.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah?
Nobody walks out on me.
Sweetheart.
Oh, don't sweetheart me, you son of a bitch.
Whoopee.
Atcha.
Jazz.
I gotta pee.
All That Jazz from Chicago. And you are listening to the Musical Theatre Takeover here on Demon FM with Lydia George. That's me. And I want to talk a bit about live shows now. So there's been a bit of a thing recently, mainly in America, with musicals but live. So there was The Wiz Live, Peter Pan Live, and The Sound of Music Live. And then very recently, there's been Hairspray Live. They have all been broadcast by NBC in America and been played in the UK as well. Now, it's a tricky one, isn't it, really? Because they're not great. And I think it must be very difficult to put on a big musical live. I mean, that sounds silly because all musicals are normally live, but it must be difficult to do it like a movie live. Like, that must be difficult. However, the camera work in Hairspray Live was very dodgy. As a media student, it was not great. They had like 360 degree spins with the camera, and obviously you can't control that very easily, and the framing of the actual choreography was sort of non-existent. You couldn't really see what was going on. And it was just not the best. And I'm not a fan of ad breaks. So there was pretty much an ad break after like every song. And it just, I feel like it just didn't make the most of what it could have been. It could have been great. And I don't feel like it was, unfortunately. There were a few, you know, high points, like Kate Hudson singing I Know Where I've Been. Wowzers. That was incredible. Like, that was so good. And Kristen Chenoweth milked a few moments when things obviously inevitably went wrong. So, you know, it had its highs, but it was mainly kind of low. And I didn't actually get to see The Sound of Music Live, but I've heard similar things with that. I just don't know whether this format will ever work. I don't think musicals were meant to be made into, like, live movies. It just seems really odd. But yes, I thought I would bring that up as it's, you know, it's a big thing that is not working currently. But something that is working and will always work for me is Jersey Boys. I love Jersey Boys. So I'm going to leave you with December 1963 from Jersey Boys.
It's a season of firsts. John Glenn is the first American to orbit the Earth. We go out on our first cross-country tour. The label's raking it in, so they send over some girls when we hit Chicago at Christmas. And that night, I rack up a personal first. Oh, what a night! Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. 'Cause I remember what a night. Oh,
some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it. mistaken. I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on, and lots of young guys wear corduroy pants, and I'd know.
Your Face from Tell Me on a Sunday, sung there by Marty Webb. Now, I remember that being on a CD that my parents had in the car when I was younger, and I remember listening to that song and just, like, really enjoying it, and I'm not sure why, and I don't know, I just really like that song. Now, there's an interesting thing happening, isn't there, at the moment, where stars or bands are using their songs, their pop songs, and turning them into musicals. So this has obviously happened with Mamma Mia, We Will Rock You, Jersey Boys, to name but a few. It has now been confirmed that Stage Entertainment are developing a new musical based on the life of Tina Turner. And the Grammy winner herself has joined the creative and producing teams at a workshop presentation in London of the new piece. So, I'm not sure how I feel about this, because I think it's interesting to see pop songs being put into, like, a story. Like, it, for example, Mamma Mia and We Will Rock You, songs of ABBA and Queen are used in a completely different story. It's got nothing to do with either of those bands. And I think they work. I enjoy We Will Rock You. Mamma Mia, I think, is just kind of cheesy, which isn't bad in my eyes, and it's a very easy musical for people who aren't necessarily into musical theatre to watch and enjoy. And then obviously you've got the other side of it, where the songs are used in the story of the life of the artist. So Jersey Boys, for example, is all about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and their songs are used within that show, which is what it sounds like Tina Turner's show is going to be about. And I think it could be really interesting, actually. She's got some good songs, and depending on how they do it, I think it could work. But then, obviously, there have been flops, like the Spice Girls musical didn't exactly take off. So I feel like it could go either way. But I'm actually quite intrigued. I'm intrigued by this. I mean, it won't be out for a while yet because obviously they're only just workshopping it. But I'm interested. I think it could be good. And so to get you, you know, thinking about whether you might enjoy it or not, here is The Best by Tina Turner.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams.
was Revolting Children from Matilda the Musical. And I am going to do another quiz now. I quizzed myself on my Kinky Boots knowledge earlier, but now I'm just going to quiz myself on my overall knowledge of songs from musicals. So this is called Can You Match the Lyrics to the Musical? And I feel like this could go one way or the other. It could be really easy for me or it could be really hard for me. So let's see. There are 9 questions, so let's get cracking. Everything's Coming Up Roses. That's from Gypsy. I think I know that one. The other options are Rent, Cats, or The King and I. So I'm going to go with Gypsy. Correct. Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's The Hard Knock Life. Right, I think this has gone down the easy route. This is from Annie. Correct. Good for me. Don't Rain on My Parade. That is from Funny Girl. Yep. Cool. Doing well so far. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. That's from South Pacific. Mm-hmm. Correct. Look, Be a Lady. Now, this was sung by my singing teacher from my theatre school when I was younger on his CD, and it was very good. So I think this is from Guys and Dolls. Yes, I was correct. Put on a Happy Face. Ooh. Hello Dolly, Bye Bye Birdie, Oklahoma, or Fiddler on the Roof. I feel like that would be Oklahoma. No, I was wrong. It was Bye Bye Birdie. Dang it. I really thought I was going to get full marks then. Anything you can do, I can do better. I believe that's Annie Get You Gun. And I'm correct. Yay. Make 'em Laugh. See, I was in Singing in the Rain, so I know that's what that's from because it's an incredible, incredible scene. Yay, I was correct. Trouble with a capital T. The Music Man, Harvey, Pippin, and Evita. I know it's not Evita. I've never even heard of Harvey or the Music Man, I don't think. I'm going to go with Pippin, just as a guess. Nope, it was the Music Man. I really thought I could get full marks there, but I got 7 out of 9, which I feel like is not too bad. I know I could have maybe done a bit better, but it was not the worst. So, you know, and it's better than the 60% I got earlier. So I'm obviously improving, which is good news. You can never complain about improving. Anyway, I think it is time for some more music. And then it's almost time for me to go, which is so sad. I have had such a good time, but it's not quite time yet, so we'll not talk about it. But enjoy There Are Worse Things I Could Do from Grease.
There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true, but there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my eyes, press against them when we dance, make them think they stand a chance. To see it through, that's the thing I'd never do. I could stay home every night, wait around for Mr. Right, take cold showers every day, and throw my life away on a dream that won't come true. Could hurt someone like me out of spite or jealousy. I don't steal and I don't lie, but I can feel and I can cry, a fact I'll bet you never knew. But to cry
.5 Demon FM.
How does she know you love her? How How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really,
truly love her?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really,
truly love her? It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know he loves me? How do I know he's mine? Well, does he leave a little note to tell everybody wants to live happily ever after. Everybody wants to know their true love is true.
From Disney's Enchanted. Now, I've always said that if I were to go to New York, if I were ever blessed with the pleasure of going to New York, I would have to remake that because I just think that would be so fun. Like, if you've not seen the video that goes along with that song, Google it now, because it is just, oh, I would love to do that. I just think it would be so much fun. But unfortunately, we've come to the end of my time here, and I am so gutted. I'm really sad. I've really enjoyed this. And hopefully I will be doing it again at some point. So listen out for that. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to tweet us at DemonFM and let me know. That would be nice. I'm going to leave you now with a song from City of Angels that gives me goosebumps every time I hear it because it's just so powerful. And that is You're Nothing Without Me.
You are some gumshoe. You just don't think. Well, get this gum. You come from my inkwell. Is your mouth lonely with one foot in there? Stone, your brain only holds thoughts I put in there. Just what you are, I'll spell out. You are a novel pain. One speck of lint that fell out. The last first time that I picked my brain.
You are so jealous of my track record, Tolstoy, do tell us your feeble hack record. Your weak knees brand you soft and unstable. One small threat and you fold like a card table. You drool at my adventures. Your broads in bed are bored. Go home and soak your dentures. Your pen is no match for my sword.
You're nothing without me. I know one who'd go undefined. You wouldn't exist. You'd never be missed. I tell you, you're out of my mind. A show-off, a blowhard. You're equal parts hot air and gall. And no one would doubt me without me. You're nothing. I call each shot, I'm your private dictator.
You are so thick, you eat, breathe, sleep fiction. I'm your meal ticket, knee deep in cheap fiction.
You gloating ignoramus, you haven't any shame.
Hey, I'm a famous Seamus, and most people don't know your name.
You're nothing